So, I want us to kind of enter into the scene a little bit, all right? Let's enter into this scene that we have in front of us from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus says to the disciples, they're along the sea there, or the lake, depending on what you want to call it, and he says, let's go to the other side, okay? So we all climb into this little boat. No, it's not a cruise liner. Probably not even a pontoon boat. It's a little fishing boat. So they all get in, which wouldn't be unfamiliar for a number of them because they were fishermen to start out with, many of them. So they get into the boat with Jesus, and they're going across. And we're told it's night. So picture it's night, okay? It's night, you get into this little boat with Jesus, and you're going across to the other side. Now, they're not told what they're going to do when they get to the other side. They're just, let's go to the other side. So they get in, and we get in with them. And they're not told what they're going to see on the other side. But they get in with Jesus, and off they go. They're not guaranteed anything when they get into this boat other than Jesus is in the boat with them and they're going to the other side. So they do that. They get into the boat. It's night. And as they're going across this lake, across the sea, a storm comes up. And my understanding in that area, because it's so low, these storms can come up pretty quickly. And so this is one of those storms that comes up and the winds are beating against the boat, we're told. And in fact, to the point that the boat is being swamped. If you're ever in a boat that's being swamped, this could raise your anxiety level just a little bit, okay? And that's exactly what's happening. They're in this boat with Jesus and they're going across. This freak storm comes up and it's beating the wind against them and the waves against them and the boat is being swamped and they are terrified. They're not a little bit afraid. They are terrified. And where's Jesus? Asleep. Way to go, Jesus. You're asleep. He's asleep at where? In the stern of the boat. Isn't that the back of the boat? The stern, huh? Other side. I don't know. He's somewhere in the boat asleep. And he's on the cushion. Now, in the Gospel of Mark, Mark is the shortest gospel that we got. And so Mark is very particular about the words that Mark uses. And so usually when the word is in there, it has meaning. There's purpose. He thought about putting that word in there. And we're told that Jesus is asleep in the stern of the boat on the cushion. On the cushion. What's this thing about the cushion? I have a theory. I think it's the only flotation device in that vessel. And I'm not so sure he's asleep other than maybe hanging on to that thing. That's Michael's. That's not in there anywhere. It's not in there anywhere. But we're told he's asleep on the cushion. And this storm comes up, and they are terrified. So they come to Jesus, and you can they're not going, hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus. No, the storm is coming. If you've ever been in a storm out on exposed on a boat, you're yelling just to be heard. You're yelling, and they're yelling at Jesus, don't you care that we're about to perish? Don't you care that we're about to die? Those words. Can anybody relate to those words? Don't you care, God, that this is happening to us? Don't you care that my life is being swamped? Don't you care that the action center is being swamped? Don't you care that the doctor just told me, gosh, I wish I had better news for you. Don't you care, Jesus, that this career that I've been in has now been pulled out from underneath me? Don't you care, Jesus, that this relationship that I've had with my spouse is now suddenly ended? Don't you care, Jesus, this one that I love so deeply has now died? My life is being swamped here. Don't you care, Jesus? And Jesus gets up. And it's interesting that the word that is used, that Mark uses here, he rises up from the cushion, from his sleep. It's the same word that is used later on in the gospel when Jesus is risen from the dead. So Jesus rises up and he looks at the sea and he says, "Peace, be still." And the winds stop. And we're told in the Gospel of Mark there's this dead calm. Mark does not say, "And now it was so peaceful." No, he says there was a dead calm. Which I think is really fascinating to me, because the response that the disciples had to Jesus saying, "Peace, be still," and seeing what Jesus had done to this storm, and now they have this deep awe, and in other translations it could be, and they were terrified of this too. Oh my goodness. Who is this guy that even the winds obey him? And Jesus asks, why are you afraid? To me, I would be responding, "Are you kidding me? Why are we afraid? Let me give you the list." And then he asks, "Do you still not have faith?" I don't think he ridicules them for being afraid. He asks, "Why are you afraid?" Because the reality is this. Jesus does care. Jesus cares more than we can ever imagine. Because remember, where is Jesus? In the boat with them. In the boat with us. Jesus isn't on the shore. Come on, you can do it. Just hang on a little bit. No, he's not doing that. He's in the boat with us. That somehow makes a difference, I believe. We have a God that says, I know the storm. It was hitting me too. But I was asleep. Why was Jesus asleep? Not because he doesn't care, because he has faith. I'm not afraid of this. But I understand you are, so peace, be still, and there's this dead calm, and oh my goodness, if this guy can do this, what else might he be able to do? And as we go along to the other side, with Jesus in our boat, not knowing what the other side might bring, not guaranteed anything other than Jesus is going to be in the boat with us. Jesus is going to be in the boat with us. And as we go along, there's going to be storms that come up. A whole variety of storms. Storms that some of those I've already listed and others that you know very, very well. There will be storms that come up. And we're going to need to be reminded, oh yeah, Jesus is in the boat with us. Jesus is in the boat with us. Jesus is in the boat with us. It won't take the storm away necessarily, and this is something about God that I don't fully understand. I don't know why some storms are allowed to continue to rage and others are not. But I think the difference is what Jesus is inviting these disciples into is to move forward, not in fear, but in faith. And what must happen? What must I do? What does it take in order for me to move across this lake, across the life, across the sea with the storms that are arriving? What must I do, or what must it take for me to move from fear to faith? Because somehow that makes a difference. And I have a feeling it's not about what or how. It's all about who. And that who is Jesus. That who is Jesus, that's the difference in moving ahead in fear and or faith. It's this relationship with Jesus as we move in whatever aspect of life that we may find ourselves in, as a congregation, as different groups, as families, as individuals, as neighborhoods, as a country, as people of God. As we move through life in our boat, we are reminded that Jesus is with us. Last night, listening to the Confirmand's faith statements, for me that was the second time that I heard them, and it really struck me that I think every single one of them spoke at least something about God is with them. That God is with them. I think every single one of them mentioned that God was with them. Why did they mention that? Because somehow that matters in their life. Knowing that God is with us. But like I said earlier, I don't know about you, but I'm going to have to be reminded of that on a regular basis, especially when the waves are really crashing in. I need to be reminded that Jesus is in the boat with us. May not take the storm away, but to be reminded, oh yes, with Jesus in the boat with us, we will get to the other side. And you know what? The other thing is that we, as the body of Christ, sisters and brothers in Christ, we will encounter others that are in their own storms of a whole variety of kind, a variety of types of storms. Others that are going and fleeing, some that are finding out bad news, and of a whole variety of things, some that are terrified, just terrified. And as the body of Christ, we're invited to get into the boat with them. Not that we can say, peace, be still, and calm the winds. There's only one that can do that. But as the body of Christ, we can enter into the boat with and be reminded and remind others that you're not alone. And yes, we do have a God that does care deeply and desperately and profoundly beyond our imagination. And somehow, with this God, the storm that you're experiencing will not be the final word. And that we will be called to participate, not just with words, but with our actions. Maybe it's bringing 10 foods of food for those that are hungry. Maybe it's a whole variety of things. But in that, we will have people looking to us like the disciples looking to Jesus, don't you care that I'm perishing here? And we'll be called as sisters and brothers in Christ, as the body of Christ, to be into the boat with them. And with those things that we have the ability to do, offer them to bring peace, to bring hope, bring the assurance that, yes, we have a God that's with us. So, sisters and brothers in Christ, leave here today knowing this, that Jesus is in the boat with us. Jesus is in the boat with us, not at a distance. And he cares deeply and profoundly. And there are others in this world that are deathly afraid also. And we have the joy and the responsibility to share this good news, not just with our words, but with our actions and the giving of ourselves. Peace, be still. Amen.